Canadians love their credit cards, and they love credit card points even more. Loyalty programs in this country are among the most successful in the world. But how do you make the most out of yours? Rasha Khatabi is the CEO of Brim Financial. She's here now to talk about some different ways Canadian consumers can use credit cards and credit card points to their advantage while shopping. Hello there.
Hi.
Now, your view on this topic is going to be informed by your business. Your business is called Brim, so I should probably know how it works, just so I can ask the right pointed questions.
Absolutely. Okay. So with your Brim card, it's a fully open platform, which means that any merchant in Canada or in the world really can contact us, and within 3 minutes, you have rewards offered that are up and live on all Brim credit cards. So by using your Brim cards, you're actually earning 3, 5, 8, 10, 15, up to 25 points per dollar spent, something we've never heard of in the context of credit cards.
So is this a card that I would use instead of the card that's currently in my wallet?
Yes, that would be the only card you would use, because that is the best shopping credit card there is. We now have launched with 130 merchants. We're going to have 200 merchants by January. And the amount of traction we're getting from merchants is quite unbelievable.
I can see for a merchant, especially smaller merchants, am I right to say there's a lot of smaller merchants who are jazzed about it? Why would a large merchant do it instead of having a loyalty program that they fund themselves?
Because from a consumer's perspective, so their customers, the people that, you know, they care about satisfying, so for them to come back, how useful is it for me to have $5 on this program and $10 at this merchant and $7 here and et cetera?
But in that way, it's analogous to the Air Miles program, which is available to many, 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 many different merchants.
Yeah. However, I think that's how Air Miles started with that concept. I think the execution of that concept in the context of Air Miles probably left a lot to be desired. There's a lot of friction between merchants and Air Miles, and you see it, you know, quite frankly, even in the new application that they just launched a few days ago. The value that trickles down to the consumer, so again, sort of a trickle-down economy type of concept, is crumbs. It's super little, because you have very
say
large
for 3 years and you get enough for a kettle.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, I got a kettle. I qualify for a kettle. So how many years does it take with the Brim card to qualify for the same kettle?
Probably a week worth of shopping.
Where you drop $1,000.
Well, and because you're getting not 2 points or 3 points, you're getting 8 and 10 and 15 and 20 and 25. So you can see how you can accumulate your points way faster.
How does it work that you're able to provide what you say, and I don't have the data to check you on this, that you can provide more to the consumer than those other loyalty programs? Are you bending the time-space continuum? A little bit. She's nodding. Listeners, she's nodding here, smiling and nodding. How do you do it?
Okay. So, you know, we've basically changed the game. We changed the way that space works. So we built from inside Brim, from inside your credit card, a live bridge to all merchants worldwide that is live right now. So even a merchant in Iceland could contact us, and within, you know, half a day, everything's up and running on Brim. So, but it's a very important concept, this direct bridge to merchants, because what it did is that it took out the middle person. It took out the Air Miles. It took out all of the large loyalty companies that for them to exist, well, they're going to have to take their revenue and their profitability from somewhere. Well, they take it from the merchant and from what they could have passed on to you. Whereas on the Brim platform, as I said, there is no middleman. It is from your credit card infrastructure directly to all merchants. So they have no friction cost. Everything that they want to put out as rewards for consumers goes directly to the consumer. So you can see how the offers on your Brim card are by far, and not even close, the richest you can have in the market. And we're rolling out to hotels, to rental car companies. We just onboarded 3 airlines, and we're going into all of the segments. So basically, your Brim card is not only your best shopping card, it's your best travel card. It has zero foreign exchange transaction fees, which is how much banks and credit cards charge you on top of the base rate. And from a base rate perspective, we challenge you to get a better exchange rate anywhere you you have banked with this branch for 20 years. You are their best customer. They will never give you a rate as good as on your Brim MasterCard.
So we have spent way more time on Brim than I ever would have imagined, but I'm interested in it. I should tell you, my I don't like loyalty programs. Mm-hmm. And the reason I don't like them is because I think often they force consumers to behave irrationally.
Correct.
So in, you know, instead of going to the cheapest place to buy the deodorant and the shampoo, you go to the big chain because it's double points day and you end up spending $50 on more stuff than you necessarily need. As a former marketer, I completely get it. Hooray for that. But as an advocate for the consumer who's trying to get a handle on their money, I don't like them. Me no like these things. So how do you defend your industry's push to getting Canadians to spend money that they do not have for things that they may well need? I'm not saying that you're getting them to buy cruises or anything, but they're buying more and paying more for things because of this glassy-eyed Canadian obsession with points.
You know what? Actually, I see it a bit differently. When I'm being able to get 8, 10, 15, 25 points per dollar that I spent, that's 8, 10, 15, 25% off of what I'm spending. And what we focused on building in the marketplace of Brim is basically all of the you know, goods and services and merchants that you would go to in your everyday life. It's not just aspirational. So whether it is I'm buying my deodorants or, you know, toilet paper from well.ca and it's online, or whether it is I'm buying a book from Indigo or, you know, workout clothes from Lululemon, or, you know, it's all on Brim Marketplace and it's all at tremendous value and it's right in your credit card and you don't have to go and coupon and etc.
Are you akin to the Visas and the MasterCards that make their money on that interchange fee, or are you akin to the bank that makes your money on people having an outstanding balance?
We're an issuer, so we're more like the bank.
You're quite happy with people, I'm using air quotes here, you're quite happy with people not paying their credit card off in full?
No, because, you know, there's also the potential for, you know, credit risk and losses and et cetera.
But at the margins. At the margins.
Yeah, at the margins. But, you know, when you're having losses like that and you're a startup company, you know, it's not like you have the you're not looking forward to these losses.
No, I understand. There is no business benefit to Brim to having every single client pay their credit card off in full every single month.
Oh, no. Actually, more than 80% of Brim card users pay their card in full every month. So Brim has a very sustainable, very solid business model, and that is what it goes for. So, of course, we offer credit and we support, you know, any revolving balance you may have. But the bulk of the business of Brim actually is with those people that keep current on their bills and pay their bills and etc. We even have budgeting embedded on the platform. It helps you keep track of your every category, even the target, the goal that you put for yourself this month is very much right in front of you. We want you to stay on track.
Is your background in financial services?
Yes.
Is a part of your drive to have this business be successful a bit of a like a against the industry that you have left? It sounds like you're deeply passionate about it and you derive great pleasure from being a disruptor. Have I read you correctly?
You know, I derive great pleasure from being a disruptor to make things better. I know that there is a massive margin and massive room to make things better for the Canadian consumers, and they deserve it. And we can actually build it in a better way. That's exactly what we set out to do at Brim. We went out to build it in a better way for the Canadian consumers. Everyone that has a Brim card is benefiting today. So go get yours and then you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And for merchants as well, we democratize the access to a state.
I don't care about merchants. You can care about merchants. I don't care about merchants.
You know, the small merchants support our economy.
Small business owners, fair. Why I say that, and I say it tongue in cheek, what I really am speaking up for, and I really appreciate your eloquent defense of your model, I'm speaking up for Canadians.
Yes.
So be good to them, okay?
We are. We look forward to dealing with them.
Rasha, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Rasha Khatabi, CEO of Brim Financial.